Live from KQED News, I'm Vanessa Rancagno. A second jury has found David DePapp guilty this afternoon of breaking into the home of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2022 and attacking her husband. A San Francisco Superior Court jury spent 2 days deliberating 5 felony counts, ranging from kidnapping to threatening a public official. Assistant Public Defender Adam Lipson says the 44-year-old Canadian might first serve his 30-year federal prison term outside California.
At the age of 75, instead of being deported back to Canada, he will be brought back to California to spend the end of his life in a California prison.
Testimony painted DePapp as deep down the rabbit hole of online conspiracy theories that accused Nancy Pelosi of a wide range of imagined crimes, and DePapp planned to forcefully extract a confession from the former House Speaker. Oakland police have not released any new details about the mass shooting near Lake Merritt Wednesday that left 15 people injured. Community groups, meanwhile, are addressing the trauma the incident has caused. Sikander Iqbal is deputy director of Urban Peace Movement, which seeks to transform the culture and social conditions in Oakland that lead to violence. He says it's unfortunate the shooting marred a Juneteenth celebration.
This is not a normal thing in Oakland. It's not a normal experience. And we want to make sure that people know that and know that there are resources available for people to get access to services and resources to help them process what happened and not let it impact them in negative ways.
Another group, the Anti-Police Terror Project, says they'll offer healing services to anyone who needs them tomorrow afternoon at the Pillars at Lake Merritt. I'm Vanessa Rancagno, KQED News.